Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of Radio Radar. This is the Radio Radar spoiler cast for The Walking Dead Season 1. If you haven't played The Walking Dead Season 1, just turn off whatever you're listening to. Just throw it out the window. Get rid of this, because we are going to spoil the hell out of The Walking Dead.
Just make sure it's completely destroyed.
Yeah, just stomp on it, and then play Walking Dead, and then just fix it.
Or buy a new one.
Yeah, I'm Hollander Cooper. Here with me is...
Henry Gilbert.
Ryan Teljanik.
Lucas Sullivan.
Sophia Tong.
Yeah, and we're going to spend the next 45 minutes or so talking about everything there is to talk about Walking Dead, which is one of our Game of the Year nominees, I can say that. And it's one of the best games of the year, which I don't think... So that's going to be the first question for everyone. Did you see this coming?
No way.
Nope.
Not from Telltale. Nothing against Telltale, but... Considering the last game, what they did. It was a Jurassic Park, Back to the Future, which I didn't mind. I liked it, but it definitely wasn't going to compete against, you know, a lot of the, you know, XCOMs and Journey, which is another one of my favorites this year.
Yeah, I've played pretty much every Telltale game, and I've loved most of them, and It was like, if you would have told me that they'd have a Game of the Year nominee, I would not have believed. This soon, at least, after like the last few games, which have been like Back to the Future and Jurassic Park were probably two of their weaker games, And then they follow it up with their best.
Yeah. Well, Jurassic Park was so weird because they just like dumped it. They didn't even do a season of it. They're just like,
They made an episodic game and then released it all at once because it got delayed so much.
Yikes.
But if you're still listening and you haven't played it, go play it because it is super good. And we're going to...
And it's free on PlayStation Plus.
Is it?
The first episode.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's only like $30 for the entire thing.
Yeah, $25. It's on sale half the time. You can play it on the iPad. It works well on pretty much any platform.
If you have anything that can play games, there's a good chance play it.
Atari.
The Wii. So my first question, I mean, obviously a game about zombies, zombie apocalypse. My first question is actually about Lee Everett. And so when they first introduce him, he's in a cop in a police car. They're bringing him to jail because he supposedly murdered his wife's lover. Did his plot line go the way you expected? In terms of not like the zombies he fights, but him.
Like, did we expect them to reveal more about his
backstory? Yeah, like I kind of expected personally.
I mean, I feel like I knew all that there was to know about it. Like, they pretty much revealed everything that you needed to know. They wanted to keep it kind of vague because then that kind of affects like how people interact with you.
I was always expecting either a flashback to show that it wasn't what it seemed or him to eventually be like, oh, that's not really what happened. And near the end when somebody's just like, what really happened? He's like, I killed my wife's lover. What do you think happened? Like,
I think he did it.
He does confirm it. I didn't expect that at all. That was probably one of the most surprising things about his character to me is that it's like, no, that's... We're not holding off telling you because there's some big secret. I killed a guy.
Well, it kind of got me thinking, too, because, like, even when that discussion's happening in the police car in the very first episode and the cop is kind of asking him, you know, what are you in for? It's like, even if that... Like, I always felt, even if he did kill his wife's lover, I always felt that he was still kind of a gentle dude. Like, he probably just got really pissed, understandably so. But... I never really felt like he was super murderous, crazy villain guy.
I feel like the way that happened, the way they set it up, it's like, yes, he killed him, but it could have been in some kind of like really vague, like manslaughter kind of way. Like they got into a fist fight and then the guy falls over and cracks his head open on something else. And like, he was the one that threw the punch. It's like, he didn't mean to kill him and maybe he just died by accident.
Right.
Maybe he did just straight up just stab the guy to death and tie him to a tree with his own organs.
I thought they,
they kept it.
Well, that's canon now.
Well, I thought they did a good job of keeping it vague because that lets you give Lee whatever background you want to imagine. At least for me, like I played it kind of like a tabletop role playing game, like Dungeons and Dragons or whatever, where you're making up your backstory as you go. Your responses create that backstory for you and what your Lee did and how he reacted to. How he carried out this murder or whether he was innocent or not, that would play into his reactions. Like, and how quickly, like, for example, I chose to kill the dude with a pitchfork because I was thinking like, oh, Lee is hot-headed. And
he's killed before.
The same way he just decided in a moment of anger to kill his wife's lover, the same way you go like, this guy's telling me to kill him. Fuck this guy. But then later when he chooses to kill the brother or not and everyone's watching him and he has a little more time to think about it, he's like, no, I'm not a callous murderer. There's no reason to kill him. He's beaten. Drop, you know.
Right.
Yeah, did anyone play Lee as like a total jerk the whole way through?
I kind of want to replay I want to replay with just Lee being just like the douchiest survivor.
Just saying. Yeah. The only time I did it was when I did things was when the characters pushed me too far. In the beginning when you first meet Lily and Lily's like, what are you guys doing in here? We can't help you guys. You're going to eat all our food. Get out. And then the lead response is like, shut up, bitch. And it immediately says, she remembers that. And she always does remember you called her a bitch. And
it's like, you really called me the bitch that one time when we first met.
And then that response kind of became validated for me later on when she freaking shot Carly or whatever. So,
she was crazy.
I left her ass outside the train. I was like, nah, you can hang out
by
yourself.
Oh, I left her there.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that
gave her the RV? Did you give her the keys?
I she took the keys.
She didn't deserve
force,
the keys.
But you took her.
I took her to figure out, like,
how could you keep her in the car when she just murdered somebody?
With no proof whatsoever.
Your potential girlfriend.
You might be a jerk. I actually had, like, a weird reason for killing her besides the obvious fact, but like in Mass Effect there's a very similar scene where like the original Mass Effect where Rex is sort of just getting angry and you have the option to kill him, and if you don't there's a chance that someone else will. And when that happened, I remember it was Ashley killed him. I was like, I want to kill Ashley so much right now. Like, if I could throw Ashley out of the spaceship right now, I would. And I feel like
airlock.
I feel like this game gave me the option to do, like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to kill this person I'm arguing with, and then somebody else does it. And I'm just like, you are not allowed to do that. And the fact that it let you just be like, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
I was so happy that
that was
an option.
Common thing that it did throughout the game, too, right? Like, a lot of the times when you're in heated arguments, it gives you the options to, like, tell somebody to fuck off. Like, it's like, that's always a choice.
Near the end, when there's actually, I was so angry at Kenny because I'm like, I had his back early. I kind of didn't have his back in the middle, and then near the end, I did, and there's a point where he's just like, he goes up to you and he's just like, hey, what are you gonna go do, try to find Clementine? And the one of the options was fuck you, and he literally turns around and goes like, yo, fuck you, buddy. And I'm like, I'm so happy. Yeah. And then Kenny just goes like, fine, and leaves. And I'm like, I'm so happy this game just let me say fuck you to a character I wanted to say fuck
you to.
Can
we talk about Kenny real quick?
We sure
because
can.
I hate that man. He pissed me off so bad.
I like Kenny.
I ended up liking Kenny. But look, all right, at the entire first episode, I have Kenny's back. The entire second episode, except for one time, there was one, and I understand this is the point that drove him to, yes, but the one time I'm like, dude, maybe don't kill the guy yet. Let's maybe see if there's Larry, right? Yeah. Larry's in the freezer after you're captured.
Having his heart attack.
And Kenny's like, we got to kill him or he's going to turn. I'm like, yeah, that's going to happen probably, but let's think about this for like 1 second. He's like, nope, smashes his head in with a cinder block. And I'm like, come on, man. And then from then on, despite me having backed Kenny the entire time and despite me like, don't worry, I'll kill your son for you because I know you can't handle it. And he's like, thanks, man, I appreciate it. And it's like, but then at the end, he's like, you know what? I'm going to go do my own shit. See you guys later. And I was like,
jerk! What happened? I feel like that was kind of, I don't know if it was like a bug or something, because when they do the recap in the beginning, they're like, oh, well, Kenny, you didn't back him up on something. I'm like, what? I've been backing Kenny up this whole time. I don't even know.
I felt cheated by him. I guess.
Comes around.
I guess there's the argument like that's kind of how life works. Like you can back somebody all the time, and then one time you'll piss them off, and they're like, "Nope, never talking."
And the other
again.
Thing we talked about is like you also have to remember that there are several points in the series where it's just like four months have passed. So months ago when he needed help tying his shoes, you helped him, but yesterday you punched him in the face. Obviously, the more recent thing's going to outweigh the older.
Yeah. I personally felt a little bummed out that
Kenny goes through a lot of stuff.
He does. Like, he has a rougher. I'd say he has a rougher go at things than Lee does.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Lee was on his way to jail. This is actually.
Lee had nothing to lose.
Right.
Well, no, Lee has everything to lose in Clementine. That's what,
I guess.
I just mean over the course of the games, like Lee finds a little girl and protects her no matter what. Until the end of the series. And despite his... you can almost look at like Kenny as a what if story to Lee, where it's like, what if he had failed? What if he didn't kill his wife's lover and had his wife, and they found Clementine, and then he lost them both? It's like you're almost watching like a mirrored version of Lee's journey, and just seeing how he probably would react, because for a majority of like the first and second episode, they connect at every, like, they are essentially good friends. No matter, I mean, I'm sure you could probably be a dick to him, but you're good friends that whole way through.
You know what I was thinking about? In episode 3, when Lee falls asleep and has the dream that Clem is a zombie and tries to bite him, what happens if you fail that quick time event?
Just do it again.
Does he wake up? Or?
I'd imagine he would wake up.
Yeah,
he really
just wake up, yeah. Yeah, that would be an even worse end of the dream that she does bite him. Jeez.
Yeah.
I legit thought she was a zombie.
Yeah, so did I.
I was like,
just
really?
Like, oh, what the heck happened?
You thought that the series was just going to take a turn?
Yeah, well, I mean, it just killed off everybody in my party.
Episode 3,
prior.
It's a weird path the game takes, like, in each episode, because one sets up a situation, and then two, I think, was the most traditional for Telltale, because
it's like a mini-sode.
Two was an episode.
Yeah, two was
they
an
could,
episode.
They could make like 5 more episodes exactly like 2 and make them take place like between 1. Like, I'm almost surprised they're not like, yeah, we're going to make episode 1.5 where you go and you find that guy in the army base. Like, it feels like that episode 2 could have been that.
Yeah, so after episode 2, I just expected, oh, this is how they're all going to happen. They'll start at the, just like most Telltale games, they'll start at the home base, go to the new place, and then eventually end up somewhere else. And then 3 completely wipes the board and like, no, you thought nothing is safe. Everyone's dead. All the characters are gone. And now there's new characters.
2 was the most Telltale one. 3 was the most Walking Dead
one. It was hard watching, you know Duck is bitten. Well, shit, that kid is going to die. And then they're carrying him out to the woods to take care of him. And then the wife's like, you know what? I can't take this. Kills herself.
I was playing it, and my fiance was watching it. As she's bringing him out, and I actually went, man, if this was the actual Walking Dead comic, I know how this would go. And then you hear the gunshot, and I'm just like, oh God, I think this actually, in my mind, I'm like, if this was the comic, she'd shoot herself and not the kid. And then it happened, and I'm like, I can't believe they went that way. They didn't need to. There's nothing about, he could have just killed her, and then, like, there's just nothing.
Just more salt in the wound.
Yeah.
Well, and also the way the game, like, you befriend Duck in the beginning. Like, Duck had been so annoying in the episodes 1 and 2.
Duck's annoying the whole time. Can't stand that kid.
I was all right with him getting
bitten.
Duck was the man.
I liked number 3. At the start of number 3, he's like, hey, can I help you? And I was like, fine,
you're probably
me.
The one that did it. That's what I was thinking. You're probably the one that helped those bitches.
But in episode 3, he became, they tried to make him likable, which is a good sign that they're going to kill him off later.
And I liked how they made him likable. He was like, hey, you're Batman and I'm Robin. Let's have fun. I was like,
I was just like, go away, child. Go away. I don't know.
Go away,
Harley,
child.
My Lee was like, Duck, if you ever say that shit again, I'll kill you.
Going back to when Carly dies, I actually panicked because I thought there's a way to get out of that situation. I'm like, no, she can't die. I like went to Wikipedia and I was like, did I say the wrong things to trigger Lily to shoot her? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God. And I found out that that character has to die, or whoever that character is.
Her or Doug.
Yeah,
Doug
dies
will
anyway.
Die then,
I was like, damn it.
I was really bummed because she always had my back. She was
exactly.
Really cool.
She had a gun. She knew how to use it.
She was crazy though. She was like super paranoid. And then I feel like when she kills Carly, it's because like they're, it's almost like a high school mean girl situation where Carly's just like, God, Lily, you suck so much. Nobody likes you.
Yeah.
Why don't you chill out?
She does. And then Lily just goes,
shut up.
Every line of dialogue she says to Lily is essentially like teenage smack talk.
Yeah, I know.
Justifiably, because Lily is just being annoying. But.
Yeah.
A total bitch.
And then, Carly's saying she wasn't dealing with it. And then also, so I did eventually forgive at the end of episode 4. I eventually did forgive Ben when Ben reveals he's the one that did it.
Nope.
But
I
if
let
in
him die.
3, if in 3, when he says, "No, it was me. She was right." If there had been immediately a choice of like kick Doug in the balls and throw him off the train, I would have done it right then.
I was actually like, once he said that, my immediate first thought was like, the minute I have a chance,
you are
gone. I was actually upset like when you were in the bell tower that the option wasn't just shoot him. Like, you could either save him or let him die. I kind of wanted to just shoot and then be like, oh no, I shot a zombie. And then the fact, like, that
he
actually
does ask to die at that point.
That actually pisses me off is when you get out of the bell tower, Kenny's like, high five, you killed him. It's like, you weren't there. How did you even, like, I was really annoyed that he knew that.
Yeah, well, it was just like...
Kenny does that?
Man. Well, Ben wow. Ben was like, just let me go. And I was like, all right.
No way. Push a
button.
You don't have to push a button, too. Do you? You just stand there, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I feel like I stood there for like a minute. Just it could have been 2 seconds, but it felt like a minute of just staring at Ben and being like, I'm letting you die. Like, you are a terrible person, and I'm going to stand here and just watch you. I could save you with so little effort.
But if you bring Clementine to the hospital, she says, like, no, Ben's our friend. He's
well,
a good guy.
Clementine,
like,
good news.
Clementine's a 7-year-old kid. She don't know anything.
Clementine is your soul.
It's complicated, like, yeah. Clem.
And then sometimes good people have to die, Clem.
I love how Clem could be like, you murdered a million people. And then you'd be like, well, Clem, you just have to. And then she'd be like, okay.
So I didn't go down that route. I saved everybody, so she seemed fine.
I feel like I gave her a good life, though I still did shoot. I still let Ben die because I felt like, you know why I let Ben die? It wasn't just because of the Kenny thing. It was because I was like, Ben, watch Clementine. And when Ben and Clementine, yeah. when the zombies are approaching, he literally just looks at her and he's like, you're off. On your own, and runs away. I'm like, if I had an option there to shoot him,
yeah,
God, I was like, I'm like, I can't right, trust right. you to guard like a stone in the middle of a room. Why am I going to let, why am I going to, you haven't proven to, like, you haven't evolved your character. You've continually let me down. The only, your existence will only lead to more mistakes.
I, what about Krista and Omid? Is that how you say their names?
I love Krista.
They were
Omid.
Both really good characters.
I liked them. I didn't love them.
I yeah. loved
They're
Omid.
Okay.
Omid, I mean, one of my favorite scenes in the entire game is when you're on the bridge.
Yeah.
And the typical oh, video yeah. game thing of like, knock the guy onto the train. And when you do it, he bounces off the train and breaks
painful.
His leg. I seriously, I let out like, because I was like, I killed him.
Yeah.
I did the video game thing and I killed
I
him.
I also didn't help him get back on the train because I missed the clicky thing. I was like, they're like, they'll remember that. You didn't help him. Like, that, what? Yeah,
that was like, I helped him first and then he was like, hey, why'd you help me? She's a woman. I was like, because your leg is broken.
which is what happens because he's like, how dare you help me? And then she's just running besides the train like, I'm fine. Fine, shut
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that scene totally caught me off guard because
it was so
I remember
good.
Like, obviously I'm going to push him off because he's got to do it or he's not going to make it. So I'm like, all right, dude, see ya. And he's like, oh, and when he broke his leg, I did not expect that at all.
I thought I had killed him. Uh-huh. I was so scared.
I was trying to help you. I'm sorry.
Well, and then when he goes, like, and he when you push him off, he's like, fuck you.
The game is weirdly funny. Like, it's yeah. so tense, and it's not laugh out loud funny. It's almost nervous laughter funny, but I was talking about it before. One of my favorite lines is when you're trying to break into – in episode two, when you're trying to break into the barn and Kenny is just like, well, can't you pick the lock? And he's like, why would I be able to pick the lock? He's like, because you're
urban.
And he kind of – he looks so sad when he's saying it. And no matter what you say, he's just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm from Florida. This shit just comes out of my mouth. Like, he looks so – even when he's saying it, he knows he's being incredibly racist.
Kenny yeah. could basically substitute for any one of my, like, 8 uncles because they're all from the Midwest and they all drink beer all day long and fix cars in their garages. It's like,
have a porn stash.
Like, wear that same old
They still
hat.
Have a porn stash. They haven't discovered internet porn, so they still have, like – they still they have like, one of the 17 cars on their property that doesn't work. In the trunk, there's porn.
You know, it's really sad, but this is a spot on much of my extended family.
Oh dear.
But
anyways.
He is such a good character.
Yeah, he is. He's really cool.
And I think the animation and the facial expressions really do kind of convey what they're feeling. Because usually Telltale, like especially Back to the Future, is a little wonky with the animation.
When I reviewed that, I said that I felt like Marty McFly looked like he was mo-capped from like a gorilla. Like he was just always walking and swaying his arms slowly and staring lazily off into the distance. He never looked like a human.
Most of the times I felt that way too. Although there were some times where I was like, okay, that was weird because like you'll be having a conversation with a character and they'll be looking at you with like a blank look on their face so that it can mold into whatever emotion they need based on your decision. And then when that happens, it's like, nobody can see my face right now, but it's like blank, then crease into a smile, like just, and it happened like so weirdly.
Yeah, sometimes it goes from like the vanilla stare to just. Eerie yeah, grin.
There were a couple times like that, but when you think like they're not working with the same kind of motion capture technology
right.
as L.A. Noir or whatever. Yeah, that's
it looked good.
That's also another like awesome. Like I'm a huge fan of the comics. I've read them all. I'm up to date. You have two Cooper, yeah. I know.
I'm close.
But they're very good. It was they captured Charlie Adler's style from the book really well. Like the, it looked very, you know, defined and comic booky. Like it, it helped create the mood or set
and
the
it,
mood.
And it did so without, like, when I was writing my review, I actually had to struggle to find places to talk about the comic's existence because it works. It works better as a standalone product than any tie-in I've ever played. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Even Knights of the Old Republic is like, you're going to talk about Star Wars in there. Like, I wrote my review for The Walking Dead and then realized, I'm like, I haven't even mentioned that there is a comic.
You
because
don't really
it doesn't,
need
you don't,
to.
There
yeah.
doesn't need to be. The tie-ins are so, like,
the weakest parts of the, I think some of the weakest parts of Walking Dead are when they have characters from the comic in the first episode. Like, because you know those people aren't going to die. Like,
and they're going to leave.
And they're going to leave. And it was good they did leave. If Glenn or Abraham had stuck around, not Abraham, the farmer dude.
Herschel.
If either Herschel of them had Layton. Stuck around for a long time, I would have. It would have killed so much of the tension, which is the best part of the game. Like,
but I think they did a really good job. When they were there, I liked how they got them in episode one, mm-hmm. and then just pushed. Like, there were no more of those.
Also, as a comic, but as a fan of the comics, it was interesting what they covered that were in the comics and weren't in the comics. And I sort of feel like they had like commandments of what they couldn't show from Kirkman, but they worked around it. Like, you never saw when electricity was even still on in the comics, because the comics start when Rick wakes up and
because the electricity has gone off in
right.
the building he's in.
So you do get to see a little more of the fall of society, but like, they've never left, as far as I can tell, they've never left Georgia in the comics. So they stay in Georgia the whole time in the game too, because Kirkman hasn't defined what's happening in other states. Mm-hmm. And they also don't go on the water because they save that by having the boat be stolen, but they've never gone on the water, tried to see what's in the ocean.
Yeah, they did a good job at keeping within the same limitations. And also, like, there's stuff in the more recent comics where they introduce, without spoiling, because they introduce like a big gang.
Yeah.
And I feel like the game kind of goes into there without ever giving them a name. So in my mind, that could be the same gang.
Yeah.
Like, they do a good job.
Or the start of that gang.
Yeah. But they do a good job at ignoring the existence of the awful TV show.
yeah, I didn't read too far into the comics. I did the first volume. But I actually like the game better than the comics. Mm. And I like definitely much better than the TV show.
I think I like it more than the comics. Or at least as much.
To. Yeah.
Which I didn't... No way I saw that coming.
I don't like the characters that much, at least from what I've read. I was like, can you guys just all die and just have this be over?
Wow.
Man, I didn't feel that, but I guess I see it. But, yeah.
So what other what choices did you expect to pay off more, and what things do you think did – and what the other way around? Like, what stuff did you kind of expect to be something – big that didn't pay off at all?
I thought cutting my arm off would pay off big.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed.
You thought you were going to live?
Well,
I'd hope so.
I was hoping, although I knew that they waited so long that it probably wouldn't work.
Yeah,
but
it was one of those things where it's like,
it was
a weird medical thing where I'm like, medically speaking, the zombies virus probably has spread too far.
Well, he's already passing out, so it's right. like it must have hit his brain already. So I was like, oh, well. But it's like, man, should I just like not cut it off? I'm just going to cut it off. But I was like, I should have just not cut it off. I would have had two arms.
Such denial when he got bit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's probably a scratch. Like,
if a scratch.
I saw the bite, and all I could think is just like, why did you have to let that happen? Like,
yeah,
I was blaming him.
So much. I hated it so much when he got bit. And it almost made me, when at the end of four, I was like, well, I guess I have to save Clementine as soon as I can, because that's all I can do now. That's all that matters. But God, why even live anymore? Why even try anymore?
Cool.
So I needed to cut off that arm to have any hope to make that game worth it. Like,
the interesting thing about that bite too is like, it happens in such a stupid way,
right?
Where you're
just
like
careless.
You're like, seriously, like it. That is how you got.
Well, there
like, it
been
wasn't
a
in some,
lot of jump scares in that,
right? And I,
too.
But I think what that does is kind of reinforce like just the hostility of the world that they live in now. Like, where you can't let your guard down for a second, because that's something that can happen at any time, even when you think you're in a safe zone.
Did everybody show the guys their bite?
Yeah. I did.
Yeah. I showed.
I'm just like, they're gonna find out. It's just
yeah.
not, And they're not going to not try to help me save. Like, if anything, it's going to make them want to save Clementine more.
Right, because you're on a deadline. The jump scares, though. I remember the dog thing in the backyard, the grave. When you're digging and then you look down and you look up and then you look down again and then suddenly the guy appears. That made me almost fall out of my chair. Like, there was so many jump scares, but that one just freaked me out because I wasn't expecting
some guy to
show up. Not
involving a zombie.
I know, right? Like, all the other zombies, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Is it... So is it only in Resident Evil's zombie lore where animals can become zombies? Because I just, for some reason, imagine zombie horses, and that scares the crap out of me.
Well, I think what also happens with I think with the animals in The Walking Dead, they normally just get torn to bits, so they don't.
They can't
there's
come back.
A chance for them to come back. Yeah,
like you're not going to get like a horse isn't getting a bit and then run away and then just slowly turning into a zombie.
But,
horse.
I mean,
it could.
Those things have amazingly terrifying teeth.
Yeah, that would be pretty horrible. I actually have a question. Did anyone, when you went into the attic and saw the kid, did anyone leave him there without doing anything?
Nah, I stepped on his head until it smashed in.
You could leave him?
That was one of the options was just leaving him, I thought.
Yeah, I think, but I wondered, does he come back when
you
you're
go,
all hiding
That's what I'm wondering. I went up there, and I knew that I had killed him and buried him, but I got super scared about what would have happened if I didn't. I'm just like, oh my God, what if that little, like, that kid would have killed everyone?
I'm trying to remember how I killed him. Like, was there more than one?
You can have Kenny shoot him to sort of, like, exercise his demons about Duck.
I did it.
I think that's what I had.
Yeah, I shot him,
too.
Yeah,
that's what I had happen.
Well, no, I told Kenny, no, I'll take care of that. You don't need to do that, suffer through that. And then I was thinking, well, I should shoot him. No, every bullet matters, even though every bullet doesn't matter. Walking Dead, there's not an ammo count. But so, or also, I thought, I don't want to scare everybody, particularly Clementine, by shooting a gun.
And then, of course, she's there watching.
Stomp.
If I had the option, really? I would have made Clementine do it. Just so that she gets used to it. She has to get used to it. I'm sorry. That's what
when the hobo told me, dude, you're screwing up raising her. You need her to shoot stuff.
Well, yeah. It's like we're surrounded by zombies. Nice.
I got angry at him, and then I'm like, God damn, this old hobo is right. Well, I'm doing a terrible job at raising this child.
Okay, because that's how I always raised her to try and be like, every interaction I had with her, I always chose the most practical option of how might she most benefit from this if I'm gone. I am curious how you guys approached
That was probably a good approach, given how it turned out.
I tried not to lie to her, but sometimes I would just like kind of soften the truth. She's like, well, why did that happen? Like, well, bad things happen sometimes.
But never to you.
Yeah. You'll be safe. Don't worry.
To make her feel better.
Yeah,
usually.
Is Duck going
to
be okay?
Nope.
Probably. I don't think so.
Maybe.
He's sick, honey.
He's really sick.
I was wondering, like, if you don't cut her hair, does that actually result in her being in more danger?
Yeah, that's just the scene has to happen. Like, you have to cut her hair.
You're like, leave her hair.
It didn't even cut it enough. Like, he's like, I'll still leave half your pigtails in the back.
It still made me sad when she was like, oh, do I have to cut my hair? Like, yeah, I know. Yes, you do. I'm sorry.
So, throughout playing, was there ever a time where you thought of an ending that you thought was going to happen? So when I was playing, I'm like, Lee's probably going to die, but maybe one of her parents is still alive. Like, I had that lingering hope that I'm like, I'm sure the dad's dead, but maybe the mom's still alive.
I pretty much had a suspicion for a long time that Clementine herself would end up dying.
That's what I expected. I expected them to hit you that one final time and just leave
that would
you with
be too
Lee.
Much.
I just try not to think about it too much because then I don't want to be either disappointed or have any expectations. So I just wasn't.
I had this image in my head of that scene in what is it? I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Of Will Smith holding his dog.
Oh,
like,
God.
That's so what I imagined would happen.
Singing Bob Marley to Clementine.
Yeah.
The most depressing.
Yeah. And I was like, that would be probably like the harshest way to end this.
Which game. Actually, the fact that she lived makes like there's going to be a season two. And now I'm like, well, either they're going to have a child who lives the whole way and people are going to start saying, well, of course the child's going to live. or they're going to kill off that child just to prove that they will.
Episode Either one, Clementine way, dies in the first scene.
You find her. Yeah. You find her tied to a tree with her own intestines. Like,
jeez, too far.
Nope. No, Krista and Omid. Yeah, Krista and Omid just find her corpse. And they're like, oh man, we screwed up.
I didn't find her in time.
If that happened, I'd probably just stop playing right there.
Yeah, I think Henry, at one point you said you would have stopped playing if Clementine died.
Well, there is a point where, like, you need some glimmer of hope. And I said this to the developers when they were on our – before I had played the game, when they were on our live stream. They said something they do really well and that the comics do well is that they take almost everything from you and then they leave you with a little something to, like, have hope grow again so then they can take almost everything away again. But if you take away everything, yeah, then – it's just a misery party and there's no point.
I don't think a season two could work without Clementine because then there's nothing familiar left to hold on to.
And it's
like a whole new
season,
and I think that'd be kind of exhausting.
See, I feel like they could do it as long as there's something. I don't think it needs to be like – it doesn't need to be like, oh, Clementine's the main character or Clementine even arrives with a new group. It's like as long as there's something. I feel like I'd be – happy with an entire new cast, mm-hmm, as long as that entire new cast.
I think that could happen over time, but I don't think it would work in the first episode at least because you kind of need
a bridge.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of transition that makes sense and doesn't completely sever everything.
They can't kill her.
No. Well, and also, if you think that Lee was fated to die like the whole time in the game, then the real point of the game is to raise Clementine and make her ready for this new world. And like your final judgment in the game really is, I guess, how much did you prepare her to be alone? And so that's the result I'm waiting to see in episode two or in season two, whenever that happens.
I know. I feel like I need to play this again because I was like, did I make the right choices? And I'm mm-hmm. curious to see how other choices would pan out and like how that would change things. So, but I don't know if I want to play this like three or four times.
Well, so was there ever a choice you made that you immediately thought to yourself that like you should have made the other choice?
I think I might have hit the wrong button once.
If I knew that, definitely the killing the guy with the pitchfork because they immediately flashed to Clementine. I was like, God damn it. I didn't know Clementine.
Yeah, that
was
one. I was just like, oh, shit.
I was okay with it. Yeah. That guy needed to die.
Yes, he did. That guy was a crazy guy who was just going to shoot you in the back the second you turned around. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Any other ones, or is it pretty much – were you comfortable with your decisions?
I feel like I was wholly satisfied with every single thing I did.
Really? Well,
like, that sounds kind of stuck up, I guess, in a game like this. But every time I saw a message like, Clementine, you gave Clementine hope. Or like, you were honest with Clementine. I was like, yeah.
So you were going the honest route instead of like, Clementine, we'll remember that.
I didn't sugarcoat anything to Clementine. I was like,
yeah, I didn't either.
We're going to die.
That lady said you killed someone. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
I strangled a guy with my bare hands.
And I threw him out of a window.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Okay.
You should do it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the only decision I think maybe next time I would do differently if I were to play it again is to not have Kenny punch Larry in the face at the beginning. Because like that ultimately he ended up getting his ass kicked.
I told nobody to not punch Larry, but I underestimated Larry. When Larry punches you in the face,
you're done. Like, you're out.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
I'm kind of wondering, so if you were just a jerk to him immediately, mm-hmm. to Kenny, what would he say? Would he still come back and save you after you get your lights knocked out?
Yeah.
You do have plenty of opportunities to disappoint him in episode one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you could you could not try to save Duck at the farm. You could tell – I mean, you could say, like, maybe the kid's bitten.
Yeah, I think he has been. Let's kill him. Like, you could say that.
Did anyone other than me see a glimmer of something to like in Larry?
You know, no, I did. By the end, I had a begrudging respect for Larry. I was like, I get that you're – want to protect your daughter and you really love her. Like, I understand. You're
what about my food?
Yeah, that, yes, that is also.
You have 400 pounds of food around your body.
Who did you feed in that thing? I fed the two kids and then Larry, and then because I wanted to get on his good side, and then the guy who ends up getting killed.
I fed the kids.
Wait, there were only three pieces.
No, there were four.
Oh, really?
I fed you could the kids eat one yourself. And the girls.
I think you can offer it to Carly and she turns it down.
No, Carly takes it.
Carly will eat it.
But whatchamacallit won't.
Lily?
Lily, I don't think will.
Yeah, I thought she did, because I think that's Lily, who I fed. I fed Lily to try and get on her good side.
Oh, you know what? I guess I fed the girls also then.
Yeah. No, I don't know how you guys can remember these details.
Somebody doesn't let you give them food and they say you should eat it. I don't remember who it is.
It's Carly. It's probably like, did you give it to the girls or the kids first? Or you maybe
Carly will still say, though, I won't turn down food, really, but I shouldn't have it.
Yeah, I think that's what happens. And then I think
is that with the trailer park area? The motel area, not the...
So I fed the kids, Lily and Kenny, I think.
Kenny still likes you even if you just feed his kid. He's like, yeah, he fed the kids. That's what you're supposed to do. Oh, yeah, that's what a man does.
Did anyone accidentally let Clem eat the human meat?
No way. I actually had to replay that episode 3 times.
Just to undo that?
No, because the first time I played it, my save file got screwed up. I had to play it twice, and then I played through it again because I had to change what system I was playing it on for a review. Mm-hmm. And every time as I was running, I was so scared I was going to mess up. Like that, I was more worried about that like button prompt than I was anything else in the game. Like, I don't even know if I'd be able to deal with myself.
I found myself wondering, actually, I thought about this a lot, was would I be okay eating that stuff in that situation? And I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Like, I mean, honestly, those biscuits looked so good. I was like hungry for biscuits.
Yeah, just eat the biscuits.
Just eat the biscuits.
But I mean, if it really came down to it, and you, okay, let's say they didn't have to keep a man alive while hacking off his limbs to eat. Let's say they found him dead just recently.
They already had a meat locker full of human flesh.
Yeah, and I kept thinking to myself, you know, I think at first it'd be really weird. But if it tasted good, I might be okay.
Like, apparently, it smells like pork. I don't know.
I might.
But they lured him into.
But I don't think I can mentally get over it.
The way it happened, I was not okay with. Just to clarify,
I just think mentally, I couldn't even like. I'd probably just throw up. Probably make it even worse.
But it's like
you're the same as a walker.
But I eat all other kinds of animals that I see standing up all the time, and it's just like, whatever.
I did think that was like the. I thought it was also the worst writing in the game was when they're like, you're eating people. Like, I kind of see this coming, guy. Like, a half hour before it happens, I'm like, all right, this guy's been missing for a long time. All they keep giving me is excuses. They keep acting weirder and weirder, and there's a locked door I can't open, and there's one cow here. All right, I get it, guys. Come on.
Like, well, when I was playing that, I played the entire season through with my girlfriend, and the first thing she said when we got to the farm is, oh, they're cannibals.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
It was the most obvious, but I feel like the way it happens, I feel like that episode that episode got the darkest. Just in terms of like how desperate the situation was, like when you're
eating people, it's pretty desperate.
Like when you have the gun on the mom. Who, by the way, in that scene, the lighting in that scene is amazing.
Yeah.
Especially for like, it's like I was like, God, shit has gotten so bad. Like this is such a bad scene.
That mom scene, I was like, okay, I seriously have to back up the stairs like 15 different times. I thought that took a little long.
I only screwed up. Once.
I screwed up once there. And
then
died.
I realized, okay, I got to walk a little slower to push her towards Kevin. Was that the guy's name?
I don't know. I love that they introduced him and then killed him off. I thought that was kind of hilarious.
No, his name was Matt, I think. Well, but meanwhile, I didn't even realize that was his corpse that was clawing top of the stairs.
Well, meanwhile, Ben seemed pretty like nobody. Like he wouldn't matter at all when he's first introduced, and you're with him for the rest of the game.
Well, not like that.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
Bell Tower.
Oh,
done
it
with
so
you.
Cool. Like when you save Ben, he just goes like, "Why?" And then
that is
such a poignant.
Really? Is that that's what happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm still so happy cool. I killed him.
Well, then it was also dumb that like his. That's part of the game is that it shouldn't reward you just because you did what seems to be the right thing. Like you're not doing it for a reward. But I wanted Ben to do something more than like the biggest payoff of having Ben live is like he gives you a good justification of why he's so fucked up. He's like, I don't even know if my family's dead. I've gone through the worst stuff ever.
I liked when he gave it to Kenny.
Yeah,
Kenny needed that.
He's like, hey, fuck you.
Is that what happened?
Like, wow,
if you let him live, he just yells at Kenny?
He eventually snaps.
Yeah, Kenny is like pushing him.
Justification.
Yeah.
But then it's like, Ben, you're finally going to start proving yourself. We all respect you. And then Ben, like, whoops, no, falls, impales himself on a pipe, and, like, basically Kenny dies just to put Or, well, that's the other thing. There's no corpse of Kenny. They could have a big shock reveal that Kenny is not dead and come back in season two.
If you let Ben die, mm-hmm. Kenny also has an off-screen death in a different situation.
Which is equally stupid.
Yeah, so if you let him die, then when you get to like that rooftop you jump onto, he's just kind of like walking next to you and chatting with you and being buddy-buddy, and he pats you on the back really hard, and you drop your radio into the building. And then like there's honestly like 30 seconds of everyone just staring into the building like, we should probably leave it. Okay, like how do we handle this situation?
And then Krista jumps down to get the radio, and she tosses it back up to you. She's like, all right, now help me out. Oh, I can't reach. And you're just like, okay, first of all, why is it Lee reaching down when he's only got
one arm?
One arm. Like, Kenny is far more able. He could probably pull her out. Or the two of them together.
And Omid is like just 105 pounds. Just like hang him over.
Yeah. And so instead what happens is Krista's like, oh, I can't reach your arm as Lee with his one good arm is reaching down to try and pull her out. He's like, so jump then. So she jumps and he catches her and he's like pulling her up and then his arm gives out and she falls. And then that's what attracts the zombies. And Kenny's like, I'll save you. And
I think the line Kenny says, and I think it was a good one, was something along the lines of like, it's almost like I spent too long asking everyone to die for me, for my family not to do something here.
Yeah.
So it's like something along those lines where he's like, it's almost like, well, I'm not going to start being a hypocrite now, despite the fact that I know this is killing me.
And it was pretty redeeming.
Does Krista get saved?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Ben, he jumps down and pushes her up. Okay. Takes the gun, starts firing wildly, and then just kind of disappears into the building. And then you're just like, he's probably okay. And then you just leave.
On a side note, the scariest part of the entire series for me was when Lee was one arm climbing the ladder to the bell tower over that humongous drop.
Yes. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he was going to die there. I don't know why.
I did like that. That was good.
That was cool. And my favorite part was when he was just like, I gotta save Clementine, and like just starts hacking zombies as he's walking by.
So I found out, we all cut the arm off, I think, right?
Yeah.
If you don't cut the arm off, he picks up a shard of glass, like a giant piece of glass off the ground, and just grips it, and his hand gets all bloody. And then that last scene where you're with our game, you're just walking through with a hatchet. He's walking through with one hand slicing zombies' faces off with a handful of glass.
Which is
because
awesome.
He's just like, I'm going to be a zombie within the next 20 minutes. I need to get to that building.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Also, I seriously, probably the closest I came to crying in that entire game is when Clementine saw her parents.
Mm.
For some reason, that was like, because that was for me, that was the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, gonna find them.
Oh, I knew they
were
dead before that.
I knew they were too, but I'm like, we're gonna find them. That's the only way. I can't just let Clementine wander into the world herself. We need to find someone, and then you see them, and I'm just like, well, that's it then. Like, I guess not.
No, I cried when I made her shoot Lee.
I made her shoot Lee.
I didn't.
Oh,
your snap. Reason for what not doing it when... made me not what made me wish I didn't do it.
Well, it was two things. One, I didn't want to make her kill me. I was like, it's too much to put on her. She doesn't need to. I'm not going to be a threat because I'm handcuffed. And then second, which was the dialogue choice I told to her, you need to save every bullet you can. Don't waste it on a zombie that's not going to be a threat to you.
Yeah, I was like, whoops.
Even though leaving him in living death is a horrible thing. Like, she should.
You don't know.
For closure.
He says, like, I don't want you to see me, you know, as a zombie or something. So.
Well, so what happens if you don't, if you leave, if she just walks away and closes the door, and then you just kind of like slump over like, goodbye, and just fall down.
I love that when you're trying to talk to her, it's just he just can't do it near the end.
Yeah, when you're trying to get up and the quick time event's like, mash Q, maybe you'll get up. No.
No, you're not getting up. It's not happening.
You're done. It's over.
Oh, so sad.
So what was the saddest moment? Was it that the saddest moment for you?
Yeah. Because I was like, no, Lee, you can't actually die. Why'd you handcuff yourself? But yeah,
just
I knew
get
it was
up
coming.
And become like half zombie, half man. You can walk in both worlds, Lee Everett.
I just felt it was horrible because Clem has to lose him. And Clem's doing so much to try to save him at that point.
She's trying so hard to be a grown up.
Yeah.
Well, I think I felt like the message was you kill the ones you love before they can become walkers because that is worse than death.
Yeah.
So for me, having Clem shoot Lee was just like, you got this. You don't need me anymore. like.
And he says that to her. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know
what
to do.
You can do this without me now. So end this reliance on me.
Right. Mm. I thought the saddest moment was when you still, after Kenny's wife kills herself, like, you still have to kill Duck. Like, you have to do it or not. And so, like, you're just there. Kenny's broken. And Duck's just sitting there, like, slowly breathing, about to turn. And you're like, God, I really have to just kill this child. Oh, man.
This kid actually has to die. Is that what's happening?
I'm not going to cut away.
I was really sad that Duck didn't, like, get to utter a word after he turned sick. Like, he's practically already zombified.
The flu.
I also, then just, like, talking with Kenny afterwards, where Kenny's just like, don't even say anything to me. Like, we're just, the train's going to go, and then we're not going to say stuff. Go away.
Did anyone fist fight him in the,
when they had I let him meet me up.
I talked him down. I was like, listen.
I talked him down successfully.
I talked him down,
I couldn't talk him down.
There was no listening. I was seriously just like, it's just like, press this button to fight back. And I'm like, I'm just going to put the controller down and let him do this.
Not out of me.
I also like when you talk with the hobo, and he's like, hey, you want a drink? Huh? And then you go like, I always turn down every drink I was offered.
Because, in case you were a raging alcoholic?
Well, no, the first time it was because we're on this train and I don't want to be drunk in front of Clementine. And then the second time where you're drinking in the attic together, like, it's like, I have lost a lot of blood and cut off my arm. Like, I can't drink. Like, that's just dangerous.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that Krista started, like, chugging it because know she's pregnant.
Yeah, that's a plot line they didn't really
It's just so super obvious she's pregnant, so they never even say it.
Wait, what? Krista's pregnant.
There's little things throughout, like, the way Omid just reacts to her doing things. Like, he doesn't like her doing any physical activity. Mm-hmm. And
so they never actually said it until the end, right?
At one point he says, like, you're walking for two or something.
I guess I just missed all of that.
And then she started crying when she found out the woman was pregnant.
When he sees the forced abortion scene, that was the, I really liked that with the, and I can't remember her character, but the climber,
Molly the ninja girl.
Yeah, she's cool.
I love that backstory where, like, you see her kicking the crap out of that one zombie dude, and then you realize, like, he had forced her to have an abortion. Or you can assume.
Yeah, they said that was actually just the thing with her sister.
Oh, it was her sister?
Well,
that was her sister.
And she had to sleep with the guy.
The doctor.
She was sleeping with him to get medicine for her sister. Uh-huh. You could have not watched that tape. I'm guessing you
did. No, I watched it.
Yeah, she was sleeping with a doctor so she could get medicine for her sick sister. Because if anyone found out her sister was sick, they'd just throw her out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which, in relation to that episode, I found it weird that the cancer patients were just like, oh, a boat. Screw you guys. We're taking this.
That
was a weird turn.
Kenny's like, I got beat up by the cancer patients and they shoved me in this.
It was really weird because in on the last episode intro, Kenny's graphic was beat up and I was like, that never happened. So when I found him all bruised and cut, I was like, oh, that's why he's like that.
That's funny. Now, yeah, those cancer patients were dicks, man.
Well, I was so ready for that girl to die because I was like, you're just being annoying. Like, why are you telling me to kill my own people when I barely know you?
Right.
Which girl?
I can't remember.
Oh, what's her name?
But
she comes with you.
Yeah, she's like, she knows the layout of the.
Rose or April or something.
Yeah.
I was just like, see ya.
I genuinely did not expect that town to be overrun by zombies.
No, I didn't expect that at all.
That was such a weird turn. Like, I'm like, all right, we planned for like days how to raid this town that's full of people, and then you get there and everyone's dead, and it's just like, oh, god damn, this is a weird twist.
Yeah. It was a relief because I didn't know how. Because I brought Clem with me against my better judgment.
I did as well.
And I was like, if she's in a room and knock something over and like 10 guys just come out with guns, that's it.
I wasn't really surprised. I was like, oh, overrun by zombies. Go figure.
Now, I brought her with me too, even though with the risk, just because she had just escaped the last time she was supposed to stay home. So I was like, well, fine. I'm better off watching her.
Also, who are you going to leave her with?
Omid is just who's
sick.
Yeah.
Can't he could do anything. Turn.
I thought he was going to turn, so that was another reason I brought her.
Yeah. Also, I was, you know what I was genuinely confused by? When it turns out she went missing, it's just like Omid and Kenny sitting in the living room, and it's just like, where's Clementine? They're like, It's like, why the hell isn't somebody watching Clementine? Like, what are you guys doing that's more important than watching Clementine?
I don't know.
Irresponsible.
So what do you expect from the next season? To wrap this up, because we're going a little long.
I almost don't even want to play it, just so that the first season is a standalone experience. Like, it'd have to be an entirely new cast and an entirely new setting for me to...
I kind of think it's going to be... I don't know. Personally, I think... I expect it to be a new cast and a new setting with little things that might... Like, you might run into...
Nods.
I feel like if you run into any of the characters from season one, it would be like when you ran into characters from the comic book. Like, they'd show up, they'd do their piece, and then they'd leave. Be out. They'd show up, they'd throw a bunch of, like, in the last camp we were in, we cut off a guy's arm, and then he saved Clementine. Like, I'd expect that to happen. Like, we didn't raid the car. Like, I just expect that to happen, if anything.
I think for me, it's going to have to bring a little bit of some fresh ideas, because I feel like this was a really cool experience, but I don't know that it's going to have the same effect on
you. Don't
twice.
Want just more episodes.
Yeah.
I almost kind of want it to be like a different dynamic. I don't want another like adult and child. I'm thinking like guy and pregnant girlfriend or something like that. Would just to make it something different.
What if it was just a guy, like without a group?
It would be hard to find something like maybe he's in contact with somebody, like his loved ones, and he's trying to get there, because you need, like Henry said, you need that glimmer of hope.
Yeah.
Isn't it just Clementine kicking ass the whole time?
I mean, Clementine, 20 years in the future, Clementine is dressed like a ninja.
The new
samurai
Molly.
Sword.
I want to see. I think Clementine still has to be in it. She still has to be a major player. Other than that, I want to see Krista and Omid, because they had leftover stories. I'd also like to see them go like, Kenny's still alive, guys. Check it out. Like, or having Lily show up, if you know, either way. Like, it would be cool if she was like the central villain of one episode, of her getting her revenge on you guys.
I just realized that I want Krista and Omid to be the main characters.
Really?
I
like them, but they weren't.
You can't get them killed, and I unintentionally, like, I wasn't even thinking of them when I said I wanted to be guy and pregnant girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yes. So,
was like Kristen Omid.
I feel like they built up, I don't know.
I liked their characters.
Yeah.
Omid was such a fun character that I think he'd be a great protagonist, because Lee was so serious, and Omid can't help but making jokes. I feel like he'd be such a different main character.
It would be different, but I always saw them as kind of side characters. Like, I don't see them taking... I mean, I want to see Clementine lead this.
Well, I think it'd be cool if you played as Krista the whole time and not Omid. Like, that was who you took direct control over.
Yeah.
It'd be
she
weird.
Does wear the pants in the relationship.
Yes. It would be weird to... Otherwise, like, you're either a new guy, or, like, if you controlled Clementine, that would be really weird.
I can't do that.
Well, because Clementine couldn't make decisions. Like, if she was in a group and was like, no, guys, we're going to go over here, they would just go like, thanks, little girl. But we're going to make our own choices.
Go play with your dolly.
Yeah, go play with your dolly. We're going to decide where the food goes.
What if it was like a spin-off prequel where you play as the mom, the crazy lady from the forest in episode 2?
Oh, the crazy lady.
Didn't they allude to the fact that she just got sexually assaulted all the time?
Yeah,
that would not be a fun prequel trilogy.
That was kind of my impression.
She kept screaming, you men are all the same, you use women, I escaped from you because of how you treated women.
I don't remember that at all.
That'd be a super, super rough prequel trilogy.
Probably not even fun.
No.
No.
The worst QuickTime events ever.
Well, good thing I didn't work at Telltale.
Yes. You'd be like halfway through the season and then you're like, oh, just realized what she meant. Not doing that.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
They know exactly where they're going. They've told people, save your save. Like, stuff's going to carry over.
Which is a little disappointing, because it doesn't save to the cloud on Steam. My old computer has all my saves. I'll have to just dredge it up.
Yeah, just dredge it up. So that's it for the Walking Dead spoiler cast. You can check out our Game of the Year awards next week to start seeing what games are getting what awards. And tune in regularly to... Radio Radar, and check out GamesRadar.com for some cool new stuff.
Including more spoiler casts in the future.
Yes, more spoiler casts, because if nothing else, I want everyone to be playing the same games at the same time, because that's really fun.
It is.
So yeah, you can follow us also on at GR Radio Radar on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at just Games Radar, and I don't know, just yell Radio Radar really loud, and I'm sure
in public places
and I'm sure somebody will hear it. So yeah, that's it, and we'll talk to you soon.